You're listening to Second Half Sports, the leading sports podcast show, where raw opinions, hot takes, and bold predictions are a staple. Brought to you from the Rose City of Portland, Oregon. Now, here are your hosts, Cameron Sissel and Nubar Akparian, in 3, 2, 1.
Man.
Oh, baby. That was a fire-ass intro, dog.
That gives me goosebumps.
You got goosies?
All over the place.
I got some goosies.
Literally all over the place.
New intro, Cameron. Episode 16.
Episode 16.
We're back. We're going to throw this podcast at Quinceañera today.
Are we?
Turn 16.
Are you paying for it?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
Yeah.
Cake?
Well, of course, it's a party.
Oh.
It's a Quinceañera. What do you think it is?
I don't know what they have there.
What do you mean, what they have there? It's just a party.
What do they serve?
Probably cake.
Okay.
Welcome to Second Half Sports,
episode 16. Anyway, that new intro, though,
is great.
RIP to our old intro of the old hip-hop, you know,
the
beat.
The hip-hop, yeah.
But,
I was really proud of that one.
This one had to brush that aside and
we're big time now.
Into the world here.
We got actual professionals, you know, reaching out and contacting us, and big brand names and big companies wanting to sponsor us. So
Google, Apple,
Tesla. I just got off the phone with Elon. I also got off the phone with Alex Caruso about his marijuana charges.
Oh my god! So, after our last episode, touching on that.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah, man, I think it was time for a change, and that intro was great, and we got a surprise at the end.
Nice little outro, but you got to stay tuned. You can't fast forward. You got to listen to the whole episode,
because then it won't make sense, right?
We got a full jam packed episode today for episode 16.
Yeah, we do.
I every episode is a special edition. So I was about to say special edition, but every episode
has
been jam packed.
Because we're doing so much new stuff every single week.
Every episode
that it makes it special
has been jam packed. For all of you that are have followed us on Instagram at Second Half Sports Pod.
Yep.
We've started posting some snippets of our episodes. So hope you guys like that. Leave a comment in. On Instagram or on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, letting us know if you think we should, you know, do anything better, if you want to hear something different. But appreciate everybody that's gone on there, followed us on there, and are tagging along. But
people are loving this podcast.
Yeah, I've gotten
a lot of
good feedback
so far.
Did
you, like, realistically, when we started this, or like first conceived the idea of doing this, did you ever think that we would have this many actual active listeners?
No.
I didn't either.
No.
I thought it was going to, like, truly. And honest to God, it is a passion project, and I'm glad we did it because we've been talking about it for so many years. But, like, it's nice to see that people actually listen,
right.
And even people that don't watch sports, like, it's cool to see that people think we're entertaining.
It's rewarding to just like you said, it was a passion project of ours, and we just kind of started it, and like, ever since this last week, since we have this intro outro now. Is sick, and I was just like, wow, dude, like, we've honestly 16 episodes, we've already come a pretty long way. I would say
we
have
a long
way to go. Like, we got a lot of work ahead of us, but I think you and I were talking about like how long it's going to take to get to 100 episodes. But it's exciting. Like, I'm excited to like for what else is going to come with that. So in saying that,
let's get into it. Yeah.
So well, first off, what have you been up to this week? What
well,
are you even doing?
We're in an
real,
empty,
real quick here.
We're in a very empty room.
Yeah, so you're moving out.
I'm moving out. Today's move-in day. So right after this podcast, I got to go move all my shit to my new place.
Yeah, that's never a fun situation.
No, I like moving.
I like moving in because I like unpacking and like organizing things and stuff like that. The packing for me is the part that sucks.
Yeah, nothing's packed right now. But I'm excited. I'm going to go. I got no furniture. I got no bed. I got a bed frame. I don't have a mattress. I don't have a desk. I don't have anything. I'm going to put my work stuff on my kitchen room table. I'm going to sleep on the couch tonight. And then tomorrow afternoon is going to be like the real fun, like where you go out, go to IKEA,
get all
buy
your
everything.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I got to buy something to hang up my TV.
Just
and
destroys your bank account. But
hey,
you feel good once it's all like built, all settled in and organized.
Yeah.
It's going to take like a week or two to get everything, settled in. And
bro, I had to pay like $2,500 for rent and I covered Garrick's thing because they needed a check, so I just covered it all. It was like $2,500 for rent, and then the fucking pet deposit. Guess how much I had to pay for that little shit? I got a cat.
$500
I got a cat that I really love. It was, I actually think it was 500, and I think 250 of that is non-refundable.
Get me on a game show.
Yeah.
Get me on a game show.
Price is Right.
Price is Right.
You've been great. I love that little shit, but my God, he's expensive. Get a job.
Yeah, pets are steep price for pets.
Yeah. Anyway, what have you been up to?
Not much. Just, again, working.
It's been kind of gross out, dude. I wish we could
have done something. We went straight from like 100 degree days, just straight back to like clouds for a second. And it was like raining this morning. And
can I just say something? Because sure. I just remembered it.
Yeah.
And I feel like every week we have an episode, we have a segment where it's Nubar's rant of the week. I'm going to quickly do this.
Yeah.
And then we can get back into this because I do want to hear more.
Rant. Go.
So we just had the 116 degree weather, right?
Yes.
There's a burn ban now in Vancouver. And fireworks are now banned as well. Makes sense.
Portland, it's Oregon and Washington.
Oregon, because it makes sense.
Yes.
Right? Like one of the hottest heat waves to ever hit. And it just makes sense. And already fireworks are kind of a disaster. Anyway, especially with like everything that happened with the Eagle Creek fires, if anybody doesn't know about that, like 3 years ago, wasn't it like 50,000 acres in the gorge got just ruined and destroyed because a kid lit a firework?
Yep.
And I was driving somewhere today, I think it was to Costco or to Home Depot yesterday, and there's people that set up a tented area for Trump, and it said Trump 2024, let's get this bullshit right, and they were actively protesting the ban on fireworks.
Oh, man.
Why does everybody turn everything political, dude?
Like, it's all about fireworks. Like, I don't want to turn it into anything.
And like scientifically, just don't light them off. Like, they will catch fire to things. It's just, did you not go outside?
I want fireworks. I don't know. It should be, like, maybe select. Like, I think they're still doing them at the fort or something like that. Like,
probably over in, the like, water. A controlled area. Water.
Yeah, like, over the water. Yeah. I don't know. It'll be different without as many fireworks, but
I'm okay with it.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean,
what do you like going and paying for fireworks and letting them off for, like,
I never pay for fireworks.
Exactly.
I never go buy, like, $200 worth of fireworks.
Yeah.
It's going to take 20 minutes and they're exactly. all gone.
Bro, and then I saw on Facebook somebody's like our forefathers have been lighting off fireworks since the days of our independence. He's like, yeah, dude, our forefathers also like enjoyed slavery, so there's some things that maybe we shouldn't have.
They also like made the fireworks. They didn't have to pay $300 for a firecracker.
Yeah,
so
I think if Paul Revere was paying 20 shekels for a firework, he wouldn't have.
I'll go up on my rooftop and watch free fireworks that I don't have to pay for.
Yeah, exactly, dude. And like, why is everybody making everything political? Rant of the day. You know, just be a good person. Don't light fireworks.
Don't do it.
Don't set Oregon on fire
again. Don't do it.
Especially like last year when 2 weeks it was just straight up orange outside because of all the fire and the smoke and the
haze. Dude, it was more than 2 weeks. It was just smoke and shittiness for like months almost,
and people were complaining about it back then.
Right,
it's like, dude, you can't have your cake and eat, you know, like, what are you doing?
Anyway, to finish off my rant. Week here, that was a great rant though.
It just really like boiled for a second.
I watched Dave episode 3 last night.
It was terrible.
I just wasn't ready for that episode.
Here's my thing. If anybody hasn't seen Dave season 3, a lot of people
season 2.
Season 2, episode 3. A lot of people are going to say, like, oh, like, it got such low reviews because of the things that were said. It, like, promoted a very, like, it was a very, very, like, I don't even know how to explain it. It was a very well-demonstrated bromance between Dave and
Betty
Boone.
Very
erotic. And a lot of people are going to say, oh, well, you're just, you know, hating, and that's why you don't like the episode. I think just from, like, a pure, like, episode standpoint, this season has been kind of all over the place. Like, I liked season 1 because it was, like, Dave, you know, getting into the music scene.
Claim
to
fame.
And it was all about music.
Yeah.
And now, these past 3 episodes,
he hasn't done anything musical.
He can't write. He has writer's block.
Yeah.
And then I really liked his I don't want to spoil anything for people who haven't seen season 1 and season 2.
Spoiler alert.
Fast
forward if you haven't watched
skip it. Skip it like a minute. You know, where him and his girlfriend broke up in the last season.
Yep.
Which actually was the entire. Have you ever heard the song "Molly"? Is about
her.
But yeah, I really like her, and you know, you just get a little glimpse of her in this episode. And I thought it was going good, and then it ruined. It just like fell apart.
Yeah, I was just like, what? So now I'm interested to see where the next episode goes.
Yeah, and like I get what they said, like Dave and Betty Blanco, and like being able to have that romance, and then Gata and his buddy, and being like, you haven't seen two black guy black guys have a movie where it's like a bromance. And they're like, oh yeah, I wonder why that is. Like, it gives good like social questions, but at the same time, it's like, man, you just devoted 25 minutes to, you know, getting gum out of some place that gum shouldn't be. And
it was an interesting episode. I mean, I watched the whole episode because I was like, what is going on right now?
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. I wanted to get back to like the music type of.
You know how I started that episode? It was when Dave and Benny were just hanging out, right? Just regularly hanging out. And I turned to Garrick. I was like, I'm totally Benny and you're Dave because Benny's more successful. And then the episode went somewhere and I was like, I take back.
It's hilarious how they call each other Chuck like the whole episode too.
It was just so weird, bro.
Chuck, come on, Chuck.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen Dave, it got really low reviews. Just purely story-wise.
That's like, all you need to know.
Yeah, purely.
But like, you should probably watch it to understand the context of the rest of the season.
Watch season one, though.
But watch season one before you do anything.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I truly, like, loved season one. I thought it was amazing.
If you're listening, two, maybe just watch season one.
And don't watch
season
two.
And then we'll just tell you what episodes are good in season two.
I haven't liked any of them, really.
Yeah, none of them have been fantastic so far, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
We'll get there. All right, Chuck, let's get into the, let's get into the rest of this episode here. So we'll start with some just random news that's going on here. Not random, but some prominent quick stuff.
This is a good one.
NCAA.
Yeah.
Came out today. Well, they came out yesterday, but it's going into effect today. Every NCAA athlete in the country is now able to make money from endorsements and through a variety of other ventures starting today, July 1.
I'm glad that it's, all divisions of the NCAA.
Yeah.
As opposed to just like, D1 athletes, you know?
I mean, it's pretty sweet. And it's honestly the most, like, when you know, years ago and even months ago when we were having conversations about should college athletes be paid, everybody's like, the first question that comes to mind is, how can you make it fair and equal? So I think this is the most fair and equal thing so far.
Yeah.
Is if you can make money off your name, because it's all by popularity, right? Like, if you're popular enough to make money, then you should be able to do it. But, like, if you're not a great player or something like that, I don't know. I think that's probably the most fair way to do it as of right now, because there's no logical way and financial, like, equal way to do it where everyone gets paid.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a kid, and I'm really... I'm kind of sad that I didn't write his name down because I just saw it in passing. But
let's call him John.
Let's call Chuck.
Let's call him Chuck. Chuck.
So Chuck. He was an athlete and he started a YouTube channel where he was documenting what he did. And I guess he started getting money from YouTube and like sponsors and like whatever, like endorsement money. I'm pretty sure the NCAA like kicked him out. Like they revoked his scholarship because he was taking money from this external party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think since then he's been very devout and like saying that NCAA athletes should earn some sort of revenue. So that's cool to see.
Absolutely.
And of course it always comes down to names and I'm blanking, but I saw an Instagram post. We'll cut this if I'm wrong. Reggie Bush wanted his Heisman back.
Yeah, you're correct. Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush. Almost got that wrong.
I won't cut it.
Yeah.
Cause you got it right.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Reggie Bush, he got his, he wants his Heisman back. And so that was a whole big scandal where he didn't get it right.
That's like, going to be tough. There's going to be so many guys that are going to come out of the woodworks that have like dealt with suspensions or fines or whatever. And it's like, well, now that people are getting paid, like I didn't cheat. And it's like, no, like the Reggie Bush thing is touchy because like people love Reggie Bush. Right. And he did win the Heisman. So it's like the ultimate, like, was it still like wrong?
Yeah.
My raw opinion, like immediately off of that is, like it wasn't allowed back then.
And what did he do? He just take money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like it wasn't allowed back then. So like, I don't know. I still don't think it's right.
Yeah.
Like I think him like them taking away his Heisman originally was like too excessive. I think he just should have been like fined or something. But
like he's a kid. What are they gonna find? Like they take all the money that he took?
I know, but they didn't even. I mean, it wasn't even until like late, like recently in terms of like this whole story that he got the Heisman taken away. So it's like he's got money now. Oh, they could have just fined him now instead of taking the Heisman. It's
true.
Like, because he's not going to be complaining today where he's like, I want my money back.
Yeah.
It's a little bit less.
I hope they put in some place, like some placeholders on just to protect the kids about like their money. I hope that now that they don't make it so that NCAA athletes can actually get endorsements and stuff, that some sleazy like business people are going to go up to them and kind of ruin and tarnish their name going forward.
Right.
I mean, equally, you could say, like, all the under-the-table stuff where, like, I think Johnny Manziel said that he met a guy that would get 150 autographs from him, and he'd give him, like, $5,000 in college or something like that. Right. So those are those guys are pretty sleazy. But
I gotta stop saying right every time you
say right. I say I've realized that that's my thing.
Yeah, man. I gotta get some more ad libs going.
Exactly. Ooh. Dos amigos. All right, Chuck, take this next one. NFL news.
All right, Chuck, getting into the NFL here. Demaryius Thomas, wide receiver, more known for playing with the Denver Broncos. I believe the last team I remember he played for was the Patriots.
Really?
Yeah, the Patriots. It was for sure. No, I'm for sure on that. But he played 10 total seasons. He was a 5-time Pro Bowl wide receiver and a Super Bowl champ with Peyton Manning.
And fantasy legend, Demaryius Thomas.
And he was a fantasy legend, yeah. Dude, did you know Wes Welker has never won a Super Bowl?
I saw that.
That's our craziest stat that I've ever seen.
You play with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and you don't win.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Just wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, that's crazy. You think... Yeah, I wonder what
how did he not win any with Tom Brady is the bigger thing. Like, for me, like, Peyton Manning I could understand because he wasn't in Denver, like, a super long time, but you don't win any? I thought he was in New England for much longer, like, and he at least had one, but that's wild.
Shout out to Jonah Allen for sending
us shout out Wes Welker. Shout out Demaryius Thomas. Great career. Retiring. Congratulations.
Yep.
We're moving on from the NFL. That's all we got for the NFL. Why don't you hit the MLB, Chuck?
Yeah, so there's a lot of substance updates.
Updates
going on. Seattle Mariners pitcher Santiago became the first pitcher to be became the first pitcher to be caught by the umpires for having a foreign substance on his glove. And I was talking with somebody about this. I think it was Gehrig. I think initially they were fighting for the fact that it was like the bag that the pitchers
rosin,
mm-hmm. yeah, and that it was a sweat off the rosin that then caused it to makes become it sticky.
It does.
And I think that was like the initial thing. Mm-hmm. And then I remember having that conversation with him, and literally 2 minutes later, my phone buzzed and was like, suspended 10 games for illegal substance.
Okay, but here's the thing. So I did a little bit more research on this. So he is serving a 10-game suspension, mm-hmm. but the umpires came out because they took his glove and they sent it into the league office for further investigation. They didn't conclude that that was the foreign substance that has been banned.
So it could have been.
It could have been, but the... they didn't confirm or deny it, so their reasoning for the suspension was he had something on his glove. It could have been just the rosin, but since he had something on his glove and they kicked him out, they're like, we have to still suspend you. So I haven't, maybe they'll come out with a further, you know,
what a slap
recap on the investigation, but
if he doesn't actually get caught by cheating, like if they come back and they're like, oh, it turns out it was the sweat that mixed with the rosin and that's what it was. Like, it was something that is in-game, that is legal in the MLB right now, and it worked with it like that. And you got suspended 10 games? What a slap in the face.
How crazy.
Oh, sorry, we got it wrong.
Yeah, how crazy, though, that, like, of course the Seattle Mariners are the first team to, like, deal with this and, like, deal with having a player suspended for this. And, like, the, like, not even, there wasn't, like, any, like, outlash or like anything on the Mariner organization for it, but like, of course it was more like
I told you this, the Mariners always start out hot and then they fall off the wagon, and this is just one of the speed bumps that they hit.
We're in third place right now. We're only 5 games back of first.
Give it another month. You'll be fighting for the wild card.
We're doing all right now. We're 4 games above 500.
Shit, dude. I hope the Mariners do like play really well so that we could go see a playoff game.
Dude, if we go to a wild card playoff game, psh.
Why the wild card? Why not just a regular?
We wouldn't win our division outright. We would definitely get a wild card. Okay. Houston's way too good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so real quick, we'll just touch on who's in the lead for some of these divisions. Hot in the MLB?
Hit me with it, Chuck.
Fun fact: I'm going to see 2 San Diego Padres games next weekend.
Yeah.
They are in third right now. This is the hot. The West, like the AL West, is the hottest division in sports right now in MLB right now.
How many ballparks have you been to? Sorry.
Oh yeah. No, this is actually something that's relevant. I literally just typed up a list of ballparks because I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try to get to all of them soon. No, I haven't been to that many, honestly. I've only been to 10. We're going to have to go visit some of these parks. We're going to have to get you to all the parks.
I say it every week.
Well, we're going to go to a Mariner game. That's a given, but you've already been there. I'm talking about parks that we haven't been to, bruh.
I guess, Chuck. Dude, as much as I love sports, I do not go watch enough live sports. I think the last one I went to was when last season's NBA, when right before the season ended and the Spurs came to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Watched DeMar.
Ooh, there you go.
DeMar.
Yeah, there you go. I just went and watched a Timbers game last weekend. And that was pretty fun. Except we lost 1-0, and I bet on Timbers winning and combined between the two teams, three or more goals. It was 1-0. We lost.
Hot start.
It was like, nice,
good
man.
Good day of betting.
Yeah.
That's a Taylor Johnson day of betting.
I'm now going to get into these standings. So Boston's in first in the AL East, 51-31. So they're just raking right along. Chicago White Sox, AL Central are in first. Houston, like I just said, AL West is in first. New York Mets in first, barely over the Nationals. And then you got Milwaukee and Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. And then you have, like I said, the Giants. NL West, man, they are just best division in MLB right now. You got the San Francisco Giants in first at 50-29. Dodgers at 49-31. Padres at 49-33. They're all within a game of each other. It's going to be good. I'm excited to watch my boy, Fernando Tatis.
My boy.
But let's get on with the bulk of our episode. And as our listeners already know, they can already assume what the bulk of our episode is going to be.
You know I love talking about this, Chuck.
So
you know I love talking about this.
I'm going to take this first one. I mean, we're going to tag team it. So Portland announced that Chauncey Billups is their next...
Yeah, they did.
Portland announced that Chauncey Billups was going to be their next head coach. So Tuesday, 2 days ago, they had a press conference announcing him as the next head coach. They addressed all of the allegations, rape allegations that he had from 1997.
Chauncey?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So they addressed all that. That's been a huge thing. Come on, bro.
Literally last week.
Literally
last week I said, Chauncey Billups, stand up guy.
Yeah. No. So so a lot of that was first, probably like 20 minutes of the press conference was them addressing it. There's been tons of investigation. Obviously he worked for ESPN and was an analyst for ESPN who is owned by Disney. So Disney and ESPN have both run separate investigations on him. And have found, you know, the case to essentially be, it got settled.
Yeah.
But essentially not enough to, you know, not hire him on. So, of course, we hire him as the head coach. These are going to come back up with anybody. Problems are going to come back up or any allegations, cases, etc. And we handled it terribly. Neil O'Shea, the GM of the Blazers, handled it terribly. So this just is compounded on top of people wanting him already to be fired. And
people have been wanting him out for years.
So like during the presser, for the first like 15, 20 minutes, they talked about the allegations. Neil O'Shea said like, we hired an outside firm to like do an investigation on this case ahead of us hiring Chauncey. And then we met with Chauncey and he told us the same story and like stories matched up. So we felt comfortable with it going forward. He's our guy and we're going to stand by him. So like that was good to hear. They talked about it for 15, 20 minutes. And then they kind of switched the presser to like basketball, which was nice. But then like another 5 minutes in, some dude asks again about the allegations. And he's like, what makes you like stay up at night and like think about this? And as Chauncey's about to answer, there's a PR person next to the table and they say, yeah, we've already covered all of that. We're not going to take those questions anymore. This is all proprietary information in terms of our investigation. And we're going to move on from that. We've already talked about
it. It's a bad look.
So it was a terrible look,
that's
right?
That's a bad look.
Terrible look. And it just makes us look so bad when this is going to be public information. Like they're going to get all this investigation is going to get released of what we did anyway. So it's like, you might as well just answer the goddamn question.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was a huge thing. End of the day, Chauncey Billups was announced and the press conference continued on. He said a lot of good things. I mean, he said he wants to emphasize on defense. You know, obviously he wants to keep Dame, CJ, and Nurk. Probably not going to happen, but, you know, he said a lot of good things. I heard everything basketball wise that I wanted to hear from him.
Let me piggyback off that a little bit, off that Damian Lillard topic. I've been hearing from a few sources.
Who are your sources?
A few little birds.
You don't...
Tweedling in my ear.
Tweedling?
And they're saying...
Not tweedling.
They're saying, Damian Lillard wants to go to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard and LeBron James were spotted at a Sparks game last night. Damian Lillard to the Los Angeles Lakers, confirmed. We got ourselves a new point guard, fellas.
Not confirmed.
Confirmed.
He's
coming to L.A. DeMar's coming back to L.A. He's coming back to L.A. LeBron, A.D., me starting at center. We're going to win.
If Damian Lillard leaves the Blazers, I will not do this podcast anymore.
If Damian Lillard leaves the Blazers, you get my face tattooed on your ass.
I won't be doing that. I can already tell
you. I don't know
you.
Why all my bets come down to tattoos.
Me tattooing something. I won't be doing that, but if he does leave the Blazers, I will not be a fan, and I will not want to watch basketball because I just... The dude's a cheat code.
Yeah.
And if he goes to the Lakers...
The initial reports came out to say...
I don't
want to
watch basketball.
He was very unhappy with the coaching decision. He wanted Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd came out and said he didn't want to coach for the Blazers. Then they hired Chauncey, and he just felt like it came from, like, Yahoo Sports, too. So how much can you really credit that? If it's not Woj, it doesn't matter, right? But, yeah, if the Blazers trade Damian Lillard... Who are you trading him for?
I don't know. So, continuing on this boat, with the Dame trade rumors, Yusuf Nurkic came out and said that if Portland would be stupid to trade Dame, and if we do, he'll leave as well. Which, like, hey, we don't really care what you like. We're gonna trade you if we want, and like, he's not the type of player with like the type of status to like demand a trade, and we're just like whatever you want, like Dame, you know, like. So anyway,
the Blazers have been in the news lately, man.
There's a lot of reliable sources to the organization and to Dame that are close to him that came out and they were like, oh, he might request a trade. But then Brian Windhorst came out and was like, he won't be requesting a trade.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to think. I'm kind of just like tuning it all out because I think it's all noise right now.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like the Russell Wilson stuff.
Yeah. It all just sounds like noise because like Dame's not the type of guy to like deal with all the drama and like put stuff out there like this. I think he's just chilling and like whatever is like out there, he's like, that's fucking stupid. So
but also what a guy to just chill there and be like, man, they keep talking about me saying I want trades. I'm just not gonna say anything back.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, so I don't know
why don't you just come out and be like, no, I didn't request a trade.
Yeah, so it's been interesting to hear all the different like different sides reports.
Hey, man, it's a bad day to be a Blazers fan. I just saw Alex Collins broke his leg again, or his foot, fractured his foot again.
That doesn't make it a bad day. I don't care about that guy.
Well, I mean, you know, he's a young kid.
I don't wish an injury upon anybody, but like, we could literally sign him for a Crunchwrap Supreme at this point.
I remember the days of, once Alex Collins gets back from this injury, we're going to be such a better team.
No, I never said that.
I'm just not saying from you. I'm saying from Blazers fans.
Oh, I don't know any Blazers fans that like.
I've heard a few.
Think that he would be good coming back from like three surgeries.
Well, now he refractured his foot. So.
So yeah, Blazers did sign Michael Beasley today to our summer league team.
Terrible.
Wow. What? He's gonna be an all-star.
To summer league?
Yeah.
What player?
He's gonna be at like the summer camp to like see if he like they're gonna take a look at him to see if like he still got it, I guess.
Yeah, but what player that's been in the league for more than 3 years shows up to a summer league game?
Yeah, I don't know. In our script below this, I literally wrote, I don't know.
It's literally just rookies and sophomores, I thought.
Yeah, it pretty much is. I don't know like what's gonna come of it.
G League dudes.
Hence my I don't know.
Yeah, I remember the last thing I remember about Michael Beasley. I almost called him Malik Beasley. Michael Beasley was checking in for the Lakers and he forgot his shorts and he was wearing his warm-ups.
Malik Beasley, Scottie Pippen's best friend. Yeah. True fact. Also, LaMarcus Aldridge tweeted, I read the tweet, LaMarcus Aldridge opened a coaching in Portland if we wanted to bring him back. Coaching.
Okay.
That's what I kind of thought, but like...
Does he have experience coaching?
No, not at all. I can't imagine him in a suit.
Yeah,
but
can't
like
either.
That'd be so weird. That I don't know how that would work.
That dude's built so weird.
Yeah,
when you really look at him.
Man. Yeah. Anyway, continuing on, we're just staying all Blazers right now. They announced today that StormX, which is a cryptocurrency cashback provider, is their new jersey patch sponsor.
What happened to BioFreeze?
I don't know. I mean, StormX probably pays him more money. But StormX is the first cryptocurrency sponsor or patch on in the NBA or sports, I believe.
If I see a Dogecoin sponsor, I'm out.
Did you see the StormX patch?
No.
It's pretty sick. It looks pretty dope. So that was pretty cool today. I wrote under there, looks pretty sick. So yeah, I'll let you take the next one here.
All right, yeah, Minnesota Timberwolves are very interested in Ben Simmons.
I'm sure you are.
Hey, Minnesota Timberwolves, I think you're interested in anybody that's good at basketball right now.
You have
you're
no
trash.
One. Yeah, you have you're D'Angelo Russell and Karl-Anthony Towns who both won out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
You
got Anthony Edwards.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah,
come on, man.
I don't know what else, Ben Simmons is going to fix anything for that team. I don't know what fixes them. Like, they should not have been last in the West with Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell. They should have
Anthony
won
Anthony Edwards
bit.
And just Karl-Anthony Towns is enough, I feel like, to not be in the West.
Something's wrong. Yeah, something's wrong there.
I think when it comes down to it, anybody is better than D'Angelo Russell right now. As much as I like D'Angelo Russell.
A blueberry muffin.
Maybe a blueberry scone.
Sounds pretty good.
He was really good. Hungry. He was really good in Brooklyn. They let him go. He got hurt, right? He was coming into this season hurt or something like that. Dude, I don't know, man. I cannot tell you.
Minnesota's turning into the next Sacramento at this point. Like, I don't know. Like, people go there just to waste away. Like, get D'Angelo out of there. Get Anthony Edwards out of there. Get Karl Anthony out of there. What's going on?
The difference is this. Sacramento is where journeymen go, and Minnesota is where young dudes go.
To die.
Yeah, just your career doesn't go anywhere. I mean, Minnesota hasn't really been prevalent since KG, so... they got good hockey.
No, they got bounced in the first round.
They got
saw good. Tampa Bay won the game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, though.
They snow is a Listen, thing there.
Yeah. That's Brett, cool. If you're listening to this, young people go to Minnesota and waste away. Get out while you can.
I'll take this next
All
one,
our
too.
Minnesota fans, though,
hey, love
you
guys.
Guys are good.
Love you guys. No, I truly love people from Minnesota. It's only been Brett.
I'm from there,
so it's, I guess that's a good track record. Anyway, Dwayne Wade worried that Donovan Mitchell may not stay in Utah long term. Okay,
seems about right.
Yeah, if you're not winning with
they
what
were
you
the
have.
Number one seed. He hates Rudy Gobert and Mike Conley.
I think that came out and said that was not
100%. I bet it's true. Mike Conley's only getting older. I just don't think it's sustainable. I think. Like,
here's the thing, man. Here's what I hate. I hate these reports that are like when executives or team owners like come out and they're like, oh, I don't think he's going to stay with us long term. It's like, yeah, no shit. If you guys keep losing, if you guys can't make it past the second round and get your number one seed and you get bounced, like, yeah, of course, like, he's not going to stay long term. Why are you putting so much emphasis on this athlete to stay? Like, he doesn't owe it to you. You're not giving him a championship. You're not helping him out. Yeah, of course he's going to leave. I love you, Dwayne Wade. I got your jersey, man, but...
Dude, and Dwayne Wade literally just joined that team, and he's already releasing information for, like, for the media,
and
essentially.
And he's, what, part-time? Part-owner?
If I'm, like, any bigger majority owner of that team, I'm like, Dwayne Wade, shut the fuck up.
I'm gonna buy a Tesla stock just so I could be, like, you know, Tesla's worried Leak, that Elon yeah. Musk is going to leave.
This next Tesla car is going to blow up. Just watch
tanks their stock.
But yeah, that pretty much wraps up like external news outside of the NBA playoffs. So now
the fun,
the moment you've all been waiting for. We don't need that. We don't need a mid outro.
Sorry, man. I just thought it, you know,
NBA playoffs, baby. So we got,
it's here.
We'll start with the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. Oh my God. I thought it was over.
And a lot of stuff going on here.
The doors blew wide open.
A lot of stuff. Yeah,
started off, let's talk about what happened in game three.
Yep.
So Chris Middleton went off. My God.
Yeah, and dropped like 41.
Yeah, and didn't Stephen A. say that Chris Middleton was Batman and Giannis was his Robin?
Roblin?
His Roblin?
No, Kendrick Perkins was saying that, yeah.
What a quote right there. What a guy. Anyway, Chris Middleton went off. Trae Young, though, gets hurt. He, like, took a step back, stepped on the rest foot, and then he got a bone bruise or something. So that's painful, but better than snapping your ankle, better than a high ankle sprain.
True, we'll see.
That was game three. Game four, Giannis hyperextends his knee. Did you see the play?
Yeah, I saw it.
Was it, like, off a dunk? I just saw the after where he was laying on the ground.
He was like just going up to get a board, I think.
He just overextended.
And yeah,
those are the worst.
Oh, dude, it looked awful.
It reminds me of.
I definitely was like, that's torn ACL, MCL.
Yeah,
something.
Those plays always remind me of like Kevin Ware's injury.
Yeah. I can't even think about that. It looked brutal. It looked scary.
Yeah, so Giannis got hurt, but they came out and said no ligament tendon damage and no structural skeletal damage. Yep. So that's good to hear. But Lou Will, Lemon Pepper Lou, takes over
First playoff start,
which is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. I couldn't believe that.
That guy's too good to be
first playoff start, and he played great. I mean, that's a good backup point guard to have if you if you're in need, like they were.
Yeah,
dude. Once they took out their starters, though, I didn't know anyone that was on the court for them. Essentially,
no, you don't. Especially not in the playoffs when they only play like 7-8 deep, if that.
Yeah.
Lemon Pepper Lou took the Hawks, carried them over to a victory. Series is tied 2-2. Game 5 tonight, Trae Young is out, and Giannis is out. I think earlier today, Trae Young was questionable, but he is, in fact, out. So it's going to come down to Lemon Pepper Lou versus Chris Middleton.
I don't know who wins the game.
It's tough.
Probably going to be a good game.
I think the Bucks.
The Bucks have a good like supporting cast, but like they don't know how to really like play together sometimes. I think the Hawks are, like, super close. They play really well together. Kevin Huerter is really good.
Yeah.
Bogdanovich is really good. Capella's really good. Lou Will. I mean, John Collins. Yeah, they got a lot of dudes. Yeah. It's going to be a great game.
Yeah, I mean.
Game 5 tonight. But
the Bucks have Patty Ice, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Pat Connaughton.
Game 5 tonight. TNT, tune into that. We'll be talking about it.
That's going to be great. That's going to be great. Last night, some craziness happened. Clippers Suns.
Yes.
Clippers lost. So I'm gonna start off with this.
Okay.
We said this last week and we gave the man credit, but I wanna say it again. I shit on Paul George a lot.
Yep.
So does a lot of NBA fans, so does a lot of the NBA.
He played his little heart out.
That man's got a big heart.
Yep.
That man's got a big heart. He was number one in minutes in the playoffs, one I think in points, number two in field goals made.
And you and I talked about this too, okay? I talked about this today with one of my buddies. If you have known, like, people that are criticizing Paul George now, like, if you know what he went through when he was playing
Team USA.
Yeah, Team USA, he snapped his leg, and then he rehabbed all the way back, and now he's playing at the level that he is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you were a fan of him and you watched him since then and before, like, you gotta love the guy.
Oh, yeah,
you can't come back from an injury. That's like Kevin Durant, like, him tearing his Achilles and, like, coming back this year. I mean, different injury, but, like, any dude, like, persevering through that, and he comes back and just, like, granted, like, the playoff P stuff, all that, self-anointed, and all just, like, he deserves some criticism with that type of stuff, him coming out and saying that he's, like, the most criticized NBA player, and it, like, hurt his feelings and stuff, boo fucking who, right? Like, everybody's criticized, you're not the most criticized player.
Hey, buddy, like, you're not that guy, pal.
You're
not that guy.
Like, don't say that, but, like, we know you're criticized, but you also brought it upon yourself, but also everyone else is. But yeah, good for him. Like, we'll give him his flowers where, you know, where they're due. I think we
flowers where they're due.
Yeah. When they're due.
Is it credit when it's due?
No, you can also say flowers. Wow. I think we also need to give flowers to Ty Lue, who has a 8.33 win percentage in elimination games. Now it's less because they lost last night, but before last night he was 10-2 in elimination games, and we talked about it in the last episode. He could have won Coach of the Year. He could be the best coach in the NBA currently.
Yeah.
I still think that's true. Paul George, Ty Lue, Clippers, great season even without Kawhi. There's going to be some speculation about whether they should trade Kawhi, whether they should, you know, go a different direction as an organization.
You think you keep Kawhi and trade Paul George?
People are saying, like, dude, here's the thing with Kawhi. Like, he doesn't say much, but there's so much drama all the time.
Yeah.
Just, like, he's either injured or he's taking rest days or, like, just he's just such a head case with people. Like, he just creates so much drama that is not needed.
Here's another thing that happened last night at the game. First of all, CP3 went off 40 points, 40-plus points.
Yeah, 40. 40-something.
40-something.
Low 40s.
First time going into
you'd
the NBA Finals.
You'd think we know that number.
Yeah, well, first time going in the NBA Finals.
41-2?
Well, I'm going to say it a third time. First time going in the NBA Finals. Great for CP3. The shit that really pissed me off was Patrick Beverley at the end of the game, where Chris Paul's just walking back.
Shoved him.
Dude, and it was, like, a hard
shove.
Dude,
he got, like, some whiplash.
Very easily you could have thrown out your back doing that.
Oh, yeah.
He pushed him so hard, and Chris Paul's entire back just went, just folded back.
Bro, Pat Beverley has got some issues.
And then he comes out today, and he's like, sorry,
apologized.
Man. Emotions got the best of me. He's like,
but, like, he tweeted it, too.
Yeah.
Like, hey, just text the guy. Yeah. Like, you don't have to show the world that you're apologizing just to make, like, everyone think you're a good guy. We already know you suck. Just, like, text the dude that you're sorry and get it over with.
It's tough, man, because, like, I don't like Patrick Beverley as the player because, like, you know, I feel like a lot of NBA players and a lot of NBA fans will say that, like, even Russell Westbrook, I almost said Wilson again. God damn it.
Man, you're on Russell a good Westbrook, roll with that.
He said, you know, Patrick Beverley's got you tricked. Like, mm-hmm. you think he plays great defense. He just runs around. Mm-hmm. He's just running everywhere. And then it's like, you know, some stuff happens where I remember his grandma passed and he came out and he shot lights out for the Rockets. Mm-hmm. And it was a big thing. I think he was on the Rockets. And it's a big thing. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, you can dismiss his game as much as you want, but at the end of the day, he's a good person. And it's like, you do something like that, and it's like, man, you could have really messed him up, you know?
Yeah.
And especially with he had a hurt shoulder. Like, what if that just and like pops out? You know? So hate to see it, but CP is doing good. Anyway, Devin Booker also hurt his face. He like got hit in the same broken nose.
Yeah.
Like,
ooh. Doesn't. Yeah.
That thing looks jacked up.
He'll be all right. He'll be good to go for the finals, though.
Oh, I'm sure he'll feel a lot better when he's resting it on the Larry O'Brien trophy.
I was just happy with this, like I said, from the, you know, once they beat the Lakers and the Blazers were out and we kind of started talking about him a little bit more, like, I'm rooting for him.
Yeah.
And it's a feel-good story. Chris Paul's been in the league for 16 years. This is his first finals. Like, he deserves to be there. And to do it right. Like, he went to an organization with young dudes, and they were thirsty. They were ready to, like, go places, and he essentially just leads them to the playoffs and into the finals now.
And how poetic is it that he makes it to the finals beating the team that could not take him to the finals in the Clippers when Lob City was all prevalent, and then they lost to the Spurs.
So. And, like, you feel good for him. You feel good for Devin Booker. Like, he's just been essentially, like, for a while there, I was like, is he just going to waste away in Phoenix?
Yeah.
And, like,
DeAndre Ayton.
You feel great from him. You feel great for DeAndre Ayton.
He was kind of struggling a little bit, and then now got the coaching.
He's been playing so great. You feel great for Jay Crowder.
Yep. Monty Williams.
Like, that whole organization, just like, they did it right this year. And so I'm excited to watch them. Whoever they play, whether it's Atlanta or Milwaukee, they're going to be limping into the finals.
Yeah, dude. I hope it's Atlanta. Just because it's like...
Oh. If it's Atlanta, I give Atlanta one game.
I don't.
And that's it.
I don't. I'd say the Suns sweep.
But. But I wrote on here, Dario Saric.
Lol.
He's the first player that was part of the process in Philadelphia to make it to the finals.
Fuck the process, bro.
The process is over.
I'm sick and tired of hearing process about the process. Is over. How much are you going to trust this, all right? Clearly, it doesn't work. Get rid of it.
Yeah.
No more process.
Yeah.
That should be their slogan going forward. Fuck the process.
Wow, that's aggressive.
Well, like, you know, put a star instead of the C.
Well.
What does it say? What does a star mean?
Fick the process.
I like it.
We're not going to be too vulgar on here.
Oh, stop. We have explicit ratings
on
it.
Oh, stop.
We want people to, you know, listen because of us.
I'm going to say Suns, Hawks, Suns, 4-1.
Suns, Hawks, 4-1. Okay, I'll just say Bucks.
All right.
Even though I said Hawks last
time. But then you say
time.
Suns beat the Bucks.
Dude, this entire playoff has been... Every single week, I'm like, well, you know, I'll just... Because I don't want to do the same pick as you, but you know what? I said Hawks last week. I'll die with that. I'll say Hawks, but I say Suns sweep.
Yeah.
So we're coming down to the end of the NBA playoffs, man. It's kind of sad.
I saw something that this is the last month. July is the last month without football until March.
Yeah. Bro.
July's the last month without football until March.
I'll tell you something.
That'll be the next month that we don't have football.
Some of the best things ever are waking up Sunday morning. It's 8 a.m., right? Football starts in 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I got the fantasy show on. I'm reading reports. Who's in? Who's out? I'm trying to figure out who on my bench is going to screw me over, who's going to do me well.
Yep.
Oh, dude, it's great. You get a nice blanket. You sit on the couch. And you just
you get a cup of coffee, you flip on Red Zone,
yep.
and you don't move.
Hi, I'm Scott Hansen, and I've been here forever.
I've been here since last Sunday. My family, I don't know where they are.
They haven't let me out. Time for the Octobox. I hate my life.
Each year, it's just more screens that show up.
Hi, Scott Hansen here with 14 boxes. I don't know what that means.
The 14 are gone.
It's not even... There's not even football on these. It's just more of my family.
Scott, smile. Or your family gets it.
We got your family, Scott.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'll be nice once we get into football and we get the fantasy episodes going. We'll get some good material going.
Maybe one day when we get like a lot of fans, we'll do a fan fantasy football.
We still need to. We've talked about this, especially when we had Taylor on a couple episodes ago. we'll have to do, you know, our predictions of each division and maybe some schedule stuff. But yeah.
Maybe we do a dynasty league this year. Why haven't we done that already?
I don't know.
We play with the same group of guys every single year. Might as well start a dynasty.
It's tough to like switch up what you've been doing with like in terms of like league format.
Yeah, but like how much more fun would that be if
every Listen, man, don't take it up with me. Take it up with the commish. Ugh. Take it up with the commish.
I was the commish of my work league and that sucks.
That's rough.
Yeah, dude, being a commish life sucks. Especially when you lose.
Rough, yeah.
Anyway, Second Half Sports episode 16, the Quinceañera episode. Went by quick. We had a lot to talk about.
We got
through it.
Episode 16, we're halfway to 32.
Halfway to 30. Yeah.
Whatever significance that holds.
Sure.
But yeah, that's a wrap exciting. On this episode. Hopefully you guys, you know, liked our new intro. You're about to hear some extra schmutz here towards the end.
Yep.
But tune in next week.
Kick it, Johnny boy.
What is that about?
It's going to kick it, Johnny boy. Kick it. Kick it. Push the kick. Kick it.
Drive safe and kick it.
Thank you for listening to the Second Half Sports Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on Spotify and Apple Podcasts today. And check out at Second Half Sports Pod on Instagram for all your Second Half Sports news and updates.